from Kammerer Court on the campus of Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California. Good evening. As we close out 2013 and open up 2014, the Door College Defenders and Westmont Warriors getting set for non-conference basketball, the close of the Holiday Classic hosted by Westmont College. Shapes up to be the championship game, and although it was set up as a classic, both of these teams victorious yesterday. Westmont got a win over UC Merced yesterday, ended up winning by 23 or 24 points, while the Door College Defenders were 10-point winners yesterday in their game with San Diego Christian. Earlier today, it was San Diego Christian beating UC Merced by 2 points. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at Kammerer Court. The Door College Defenders take a 8-6 record into tonight's contest. Well, the Westmont Warriors are the defending NAIA Division I champion. They have 3 losses heading into tonight's game. I visited earlier this evening with Coach Craig Steensma. We had the opportunity to talk about the matchup between these two teams and what his team, the Door College women, would need to do to be successful here this evening. And here's what the coach had to say. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensma as the Door College Defenders get set to take on Westmont this evening. Non-conference basketball to cap their California trip. And, Coach, first of all, let's recap yesterday. A sluggish start for your team. Not completely unexpected after a significant time away from basketball and with limited number of practices, but your team responded well yesterday.
Yeah, we were down 13 early, as you saw, Mike, and we did respond really well, I thought, and we made a couple threes, and that really helped get us going. But, you know, they were very athletic, and they really came after us. In terms of against our man-to-man offense, they were able to get to the basket. And so, you know, it was a good comeback for us. It was a great win for us. It was a lot of fun.
Westmont, the opponent, and from what I see from Westmont, talented and disciplined.
Yeah, very, very disciplined, very talented team. You know, they just have great players, and they make smart decisions. You know, they're a very disciplined offensive team, but they play really, really well defensively in the man-to-man. They are, you know, just about picture perfect in terms of how you would want to see a team play at half-court man-to-man defense.
What are you going to do to attack that?
Well, we have to be strong with the ball, and if they're too close to us, we're going to go right to the rim. So we are going to attack them, but we also have to be, you know, have set great screens, and we have to have good movement and hard cuts. You know, we just have to execute well and do well offensively. You know, some of the things that we've been working on all season, we have to do them well tonight, or they'll put a hurt on us.
Defensively, what do you start the game in?
We're going to probably play some zone, Mike. I think, you know, just watching them last night, they're just very, very proficient, and we need to be able to shut down back cuts and screens and elbow plays. They do a lot of different things really well. So you'll see a lot of zone from us.
Concerns with playing that zone for your team?
They're great in the high-low. They have 3 really good post players. And, you know, Lee, number one, she's one of the best shooters you'll ever see. She hit 11 of them in the game. If she's open, it's pretty much in. So we really have to shade her and make sure we pay attention to where she is on the floor.
I don't want to overstate things, but it almost feels like a season opener for your team yesterday in that you've got some personnel changes. What progress did you make yesterday?
Well, winning is good. You know, we made a lot of progress in terms of how are we going to be able to get things done in terms of handling the ball and in the post. And so, you know, it's right. The team jokes a little bit. We got a brand new team. You know, it's a brand new group of trying to figure out how we're going to play with this group without Elise and Jamie. So it's fun and challenging. And, you know, the coaches have talked a lot about it. And kind of during the Christmas break, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And, you know, they're excited. And each person is doing a pretty good job playing their role. So some of their roles that have been expanded a little bit. So it was great to see yesterday. Starting out with a win after the Christmas break is always nice. And we'll get to find out a lot about ourselves tonight.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about his team and what we can expect from the Door College Defenders this evening. They played some zone yesterday that ended up giving San Diego Christian some trouble. We will see if the Door College Defenders are able to play that zone against a Westmont team that, as I said, was a NAI Division I national champ last year. They'll have to get out and match up with Esther Lee, a 5'4 junior from Los Angeles, who's averaging 12 points per ball game. And as he alluded to, Coach Steensma alluded to earlier in one of the games earlier this season, she dropped in 11 three-pointers. Westmont is 7-3 after their win yesterday over UC Merced. Their losses are to Westminster, Azusa Pacific, and Freed Hardeman. They've won four games in a row over Montana Western, Great Falls, Wayland Baptist, and UC Merced. They've outscored teams 68.6 to 61.3. They've made 42.9% of their shots from the field. They limit opponents to 38.6% shooting. They're out-rebounding teams 35.0 to 33.4, and they forced 134 turnovers while committing 124 of their own. Kelsey Sampson averages a team-high 19.3 points per game and 8.2 rebounds. She's a post player who's converting 47.2% of her field goals. Esther Lee averages 12 points per game. She's made 29 of 72 three-point shots, while Selena Gugis is the third player on the team, averaging double figures with a 10.2 points per game average with 4.8 rebounds as well. Lauren Cindy and Aisha Schellmeyer contribute 6.4 and 5.6 points per game respectively, and they get 5.4 and 5.7 rebounds per game as well. Erin Beadle averages just under 3 assists per game, and she has 13 steals through 9 games. The Door College Defenders, they are 8-6 this season. They snapped a 4-game losing streak with a win over Martin Luther about 10 days ago. They now have a 2-game winning streak going after the win yesterday over San Diego Christian. Dort is averaging 71.8 points per ballgame. They give up on average 70.6 points per game. Dort out rebounds teams 39.5 to 38.5, and the Defenders make 40.6% of the field goals they take, while opponents are making 37.6% of the shots that they take. Dort's three-point success is 28.9%. They were better than that yesterday, going 11 of 20. Elise Marish scores 16.2 points per game. Dort College is without her services for the next 3 weeks or so. Kira Van Dyke converts 12.5 points per game, and she gets a team-high 8.3 rebounds. Those were averages heading into play yesterday. She did not hurt those averages yesterday with her 16-point performance. Danelle Bone is good for 7.8 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus and Kim Cruz are scoring 5.6 and 5.2 points per game. Jessica Jelsma has a 4.8 scoring average to go with 4.8 rebounds. Dort continues to play without Jamie Cook, who has an injured hand. She scores 12.2 points and 6.3 rebounds and has 2.6 assists per game. Cook has missed 4 games. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here, then, is your probable starting lineup. First of all, for the Westmont Warriors, the home team on the scoreboard this evening, wearing their white jerseys with maroon, they will start number one, a 5'4 junior from Los Angeles. She is Esther Lee, averaging 12 points per game. Erin Beadle's a 5'5 senior from Irvine, California, averaging 2 points per game. Number 13 is Selena Gugis, a 5'7 junior from Northridge, California, averaging 10.2 points per game. Number 25 is Kelsey Sampson. She's a 6'1 sophomore from Torrance. Let's pause for our national anthem. Continuing on then with our starting lineup, as I said, number 25 is Kelsey Sampson. She's a 6'1 senior from Torrance, California, averaging 19.3 points per game. Lauren Sandy is a 6'2 sophomore from El Dorado Hills, California, averaging 6.4 points per contest. There are times when Westmont will put 3 6-footers on the floor at the same time. One of those is Asia Schellmeyer, a 6-foot freshman from Burbank, California, averaging 5.6 points per game. for the North College Defenders. They will start number 5, Caleb Rookheis, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 4.3 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaas is a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 5.6 points per outing. Danelle Bone is a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa. She is averaging 7.8 points per contest. Jessica Gelsma is a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 4.8 points per contest. And rounding out the starting five for the North College Defenders will be Kira Van Dyke, a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota. She averages 12.5 points per game. She is number 31. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. If the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual with the Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual with insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening, New Year's Eve. We will get started with basketball in just a moment. Dort College in their black jersey tops, gold numbers trimmed out in white. Westmont in their home whites, crimson numbers and lettering trimmed out in black. Jumping center for the Defenders will be Kira Van Dyke. She will jump against Kelsey Sampson, a 6'1 senior, averaging 19.3 points per game. We will watch that matchup closely. Looks like Dort College is defending the tip. Dort College controls the tap. With the basketball, Gelsman gives it off to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball in between the circles. She goes right side over to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Bone gives it up. Left side it goes. Westmont in the man-to-man defense that we anticipated seeing. Bone with it on the left elbow. Back over to Gelsman. 12 to shoot. They're looking down low for Van Dyke. It's tapped away by Esther Lee. Lee with a steal heading the other way. Layup is good with the left hand. Esther Lee with the two-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders trail it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College basketball. Skelhaas picks up her dribble. Bad spot. Gets it away on the right elbow to Gelsma. Her pass deflected. Picked up by Brookheis. Brookheis with the ball. She passes left side over to Gelsma. Gelsma gives into the corner. Bone. Bone with the ball. Pass comes right side. They get it over to Brookheis. Brookheis fires it out front. Bone. Bone, three-pointer on the way. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Westmont. Westmont with the basketball. Coming up with it is Beadle. Beadle passes left side. Esther Lee. Lee three. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped. And a fight for the rebound. Getting a hand on it initially was Kelsey Sampson. And Sampson has it tapped away from her. And then we have a foul called on the putback attempt by the other player who got the hand on it for Westmont. I believe that this is Selena Gouges. First free throw on the way is up and good. Another free throw coming. Gouges with the first free throw. Second one on the way is up and good as well. She's a 73% free throw shooter. She makes them both, and Westmont owns a 4-0 lead. With a basketball coming back the other way is Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it up Brookheis. Brookheis comes over to Gelsma. Gelsma down to the baseline. She comes back out front to Skelhaas. Skelhaas goes right side over to Bone. Bone gives it up into the corner Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a basketball taken away by Westmont. Now taken back by Van Dyke and a foul called on Gouges. Selena Gouges whistled for the personal foul, her first. Team foul number one on Westmont. And the Dort College Defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Van Dyke gets it over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it up right side to Bone. Bone to Gelsma. Gelsma into the lane. Turnaround is up. No good. And fight for the rebound taken away by Westmont. Coming up with it is Sampson. Sampson into the front court. Comes over to Gouges. Gouges. Jumper. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Westmont basketball. Westmont with the basketball. They'll inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 18-11 left to play in the first half. Westmont throwing the ball in. They get the ball over the top to Gugis. Gugis, Taryn Beadle. Beadle back over to Gugis. Gugis into the lane. Sampson, jumper, no good. Rebound deflected up, picked up by Beadle. Beadle with the basketball. Back outside it goes Gugis. Gugis, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Here comes York College. Jelsma, pass into the front court. Bone. Bone layup with the right hand. Good. Danelle Bone with a two-point basket. York College trails 4-2. 4-2 our score. Coming back the other way, Westmont with it. Westmont pass over to Beadle. Beadle gives it up Lee. Lee comes back over to Gugis. Gugis to Sampson. Sampson over the basketball. Kick out pass Lee. Lee well beyond the three-point line, guarded there by Skelhaas. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. They pass right side over to Beadle. Beadle gives it up, top of the key. Comes back over, left side drive is up and good. Cutting from right to left is Aaron Beadle. Beadle with a two-point basket. York College trails 6-2. Skelhaas splits the defense. Kick out pass Bone. Three-pointer missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Gugis. Gugis, outlet pass over to Beadle. Beadle into the front court. Long pass over the top. Carly Storkson. Storkson, a 5'11 sophomore from Linwood, Washington, inserted into the starting lineup. So our probable starting lineup's not quite correct. Storkson misses the layup attempt. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, jumper from the baseline, no good. Rebound taken down by Bone. Bone gets it back over to Brookice, and Bone is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Aaron Beadle. Beadle picks up her first personal. Team foul number two. Emily Newman will check into the contest. Checking out will be Jessica Jelsma. So Jelsma out of the contest. Throwing the ball in will be Van Dyke. Van Dyke triggering right side of the lane as we face the hoop, and a hold is called on Westmont on the out-of-bounds play. Foul's going to go on Storkson. That's Storkson's first. And Van Dyke has it on the right baseline. Van Dyke comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas. She's got her on the right wing. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice looking for Newman. Newman faces up. Drives the lane. Turn around. In the lane. Her shot is no good. Rebound taken away by Westmont. Coming away with it is Beadle. Beadle into the front court. Beadle with it in between the circles out front. Beadle passes left side over to Lee. Lee with it on the wing. Lee comes back outside. Nothing there. Goes to Sampson. Sampson turn around in the lane. Left-hander is good. Kelsey Sampson with a two-point basket. It's 8-2. Westmont in front. 16-10 remaining. First half. Kira Van Dyke goes high post. Newman. Newman with it on the elbow. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up. Blocked by Sampson. Rebound taken away by Gugis. She gives it outside to Beadle. Beadle long pass into the front court. Lee. Lee on the left wing. Lee back outside. They feed it down low. Sampson, identical jumper, left-hander, no good. Rebound cleared out that time by Van Dyke. Newman guarded her that time down the floor. That's Sampson. Here's Skelhaas. Skelhaas penetrating. Nothing there. Outside Van Dyke. Left side it goes Brookice. Brookice to Newman. Newman left elbow of the lane. Newman gives it back outside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball back over to Bone. Bone down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back right wing over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas underneath. It goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turnaround on the block is good. Kara Van Dyke with her first two tonight. North College trails 8-4. 8-4 our score. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Westmont. Westmont, they go over to Storkson. Storkson on the left elbow. Storkson gives it underneath Sampson and the help defense. It's tapped away by Kayla Brookice. Coming up with it is Skelhaas. Skelhaas over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turning. Puts it up in traffic. Can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. It's out of bounds. And last touched by Westmont. It'll be North College basketball. North College basketball. And we will have a media timeout, I believe, after the substitution. Van Dyke comes off the floor. And she's walking gingerly. So an official's timeout. This will be a media timeout. Let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Charlotte, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Ball's inbounded to Newman. Newman with it on the left wing. They give it underneath to Hulst. Hulst over to Kim Cruz. Cruz into lane. Dumps it off for Hulst. Hulst layup. No good. Partially blocked. Rebound cleared out by Westmont. Here come the Warriors. Warrior basketball. Beadle. Beadle across half court. Left side Lee. Lee puts it on the floor one time. Dort College trying to match up in the zone now. They pass it over to Gugis. Gugis pass over the top. Lee. Lee onto the baseline floater. Blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by Storkson for Westmont. And she is promptly fouled by Newman. Newman commits the personal. With 14:31 left to go in the first half, Dort College trails 8-4. Inbounding the basketball is Beadle. Beadle gives it up in the lane. This is Sampson. Sampson draws some contact. No call made. Rebound taken away by Blunt. And we've got Blunt stepping on the baseline out of bounds as she was tied up for the moment on the play. And she stepped on the end line out of bounds. It'll be Westmont basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball into Storkson, blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. The freshman from Hull brings it up. Cruz to a jump stop. Gets it away left side over to Hulst. Hulst fires it towards the backcourt. And it's an over and back violation as Hulst tried to pass it out to the perimeter. Abby Chapman gave chase near midcourt, but she was unable to keep it in play for the defenders. Over and back violation. It is Westmont basketball. Westmont with the ball. This is Beadle. Beadle across the timeline. She comes right side over to Gucci's. Gucci's feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson ball fake. She drives to the left hand. Lays it up. Good. Kelsey Sampson. She's going to be handful all night as well. She's got 4 points. Westmont leads it 10-4. Coming back the other way. Cruz. Man-to-man defense applied by the Warriors. Pass underneath to Hulst. Hulst gives it up to Blunt. Blunt shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst fires it back outside to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman, Newman. Newman into the lane. Newman puts it up in traffic. Foul is called. And Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, I believe. So Newman will shoot two. Emily Newman, a 5'11 sophomore from Maplewood, Minnesota, to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good for Newman. Newman, a 55% free throw shooter coming into the contest, makes the first one. She's got another one coming. 13:36 left to play in the first half. Dort College trailing 10-5, and it stays at 10-5 as Newman makes one of two free throws. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Westmont. Corey Chan with it. Chan passes right side over to Lee. Lee with it on the wing. Lee feeds it high post with the basketball is Cindy. Cindy gives it up underneath, shot no good, rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst clears it, gets it away to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz over the top, intended for Newman. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Turnover gives the ball to the Westmont Warriors, length of the floor in front of them. Well, that is one of what I would call it's not as bad a turnover as out front. You're trying to press the issue. You throw it out of bounds on the baseline. You have an opportunity to set your defense up. They're not going the other way and shooting a layup. With the basketball is Chan. Chan with it on the wing. Chan, they go high-low. Underneath, and a wide-open shot for Aisha Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer with her first two. Dort College trails 12-5. Right side pass comes over to Chapman. Chapman fires up a quick baseline jumper off the dribble. 12 feet out. Misses. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Chan. Chan gets it away to Lee. Lee, three-pointer on the way, rattles it, no good. Rebound cleared by Michael Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst gives it up to Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. Kim Cruz with the basketball at the top of the key. Cruz with it, gives it over to Chapman. Chapman right side Newman. Newman steps in, 15-footer is on the way, good. Newman with a two-point basket. She's got 3 points today. Dort College trails 12-7. With the basketball, Westmont. Westmont against the pressure defense applied by the defenders. Cindy across half court. Cindy gives it up to Chan. Chan with the basketball. Chan setting the offense. Chan gives it up to Lee. Lee with it on the left wing. She comes back over to Gucci's. Gucci's into the corner. Power move in the lane. Shot is blocked by Hulst. On the shot attempt by Cindy. Here comes Dort College. Cruz. Cruz into traffic. Drops it off for Newman. Newman will set up, fire up the three, and it's too strong off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Cindy. Cindy gives it up to Chan. Chan on the left wing. Dort College in a zone. Trying to match up with people, though, not your typical just sit back and guard an area. Dort College matching up out of the zone, not leaving players open. Putting up the three is Chan. Chan shot no good. Rebound is loose, picked up by Micah Hulse. Hulse for the basketball, and she's fouled by Esther Lee. And those are the kind that will give a coach gray hair. As that was committed to some 85 feet or so away from the basket that Dort College was headed towards. Micah Hulse has about a foot or so on Esther Lee, and Lee, out of frustration after missing some shots, commits that foul. Dort College trails 12-7, 11-20 left to play in the first half. Into the front court with a basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas in between the circles. Skelhas still has the dribble alive. Picks up her dribble now. Gets it away to Van Dyke, left elbow. Van Dyke back over to Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor. Gives it off to Hulse. Hulse wide open. Layup good. Micah Hulse with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 12-9. 12-9 our score. Dort College right now on a 4-0 run. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Cindy. Cindy. Out front it goes to Natalie Floresco. Floresco to Chan. Chan to Bracken. Bracken with the basketball on the right wing. That's Amy Bracken. She passes into the corner. Chan. Chan floats up a three. Rattles no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College rebounding better than they were yesterday as well. With the basketball on the right side, Skelhas. Skelhas to Chapman. Chapman, Van Dyke swings it left side over to Barkaisen on the wing. Back out front, Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three, bottoms it out. Three-point basket for Abby Chapman. She ties it up at 12-12. 10-17 left to play in the first half. Dort College fighting back from an early 12-5 deficit. Westmont basketball. Warriors have it. This is Chan. Chan passes right side, Florescu. Florescu gives it up to Cindy. Cindy in the lane, back outside to Florescu. Florescu with a 10 to shoot for Westmont. She feeds it out front to Chan. Chan with the basketball. Comes back left side, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Dort College looking to take their first lead of the basketball game. Brookice with it on the left wing. Brookice looking down low for Micah Hulse. Instead comes out to the perimeter, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low. Instead they come over to Skelhas. Skelhas at the top of the key, and Chapman a little too fast with that first step off the give. She gets called for the travel violation, and we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout. This will be a media timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Earlier this afternoon, Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball teams in action. In women's basketball, it was Concordia over Evangel, 77-62. Morningside drops Dakota State, 89-50 in women's play. St. Ambrose over Midland, 73-58. University of Nebraska, Omaha drops Doan, 80-72. Jamestown and Briarcliff were scheduled to play at 5:30 Iowa time. That's number 5 versus number 19. No score reported on that one. Men's basketball earlier today, Nebraska Wesleyan down Simpson 74-64, and York over Morningside 81-78. Back to action. Westmont out of the timeout with a basketball. Pass comes right side. With it is Florescu. Turnover taken away by Van Dyke in the corner. Van Dyke gets it away to Skelhas. Skelhas out front. Jasmine with it. Comes back right side. Danelle Bone. Bone gives it up. Jelsma. Jelsma left side. Brookice. Brookice with the ball. 9:05 left to play in the game. In the first half. We're tied 12-12. 10 to shoot for the defenders. In the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke tries to take her player off the dribble. Unable to do so. Brookice with it. Brookice draws the double team. Forces it up. And her shot is good. Kayla Brookice ventures into the lane. Gets the two-point bucket to go. It's 14-12. Long pass over the top with the basketball is Chan. Chan stops. Left corner. Looking for the ball. Reversal is Florescu. Florescu might have traveled with it. Gets it away Chan. Chan dumps it down low for Cindy. Cindy turn around with the right hand. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice comes back. Left side over to Skelhas. Skelhas with the ball. Jasmine Skelhas with it in between the circles out front. She passes right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. She comes back over to Van Dyke. 8:15 remaining. Man-to-man defense applied by Westmont. Everything breaks down offensively. Van Dyke settles for a jump shot. Here comes Westmont off of the missed shot. Gathering in the carom that time was Florescu. Florescu gets it back right wing beyond the three-point line. Dort College still in that zone defense where they match up with players in their area. High-low pass. It goes to Sampson. Sampson, short shot, good. That's the concern that Coach Craig Steensma had this evening with the zone defense they were going to employ was how the interior post defense would handle the Westmont Warriors post defense. Lauren Sendy gets called for a foul away from the ball. That's team foul number 6 on the home team. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. I would imagine that is not sitting well with their head coach. They've got it on the right side, does Dort College. Left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the wing. Reversal over to Bone. Bone down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, 13 to shoot. They give it up, Brookeis. Brookeis' three-pointer is good. Kayla Brookeis with the three-point basket. Dort College enjoying a three-point lead, now 17-14. 17-14 the score. Westmont in front. And the Westmont Warriors bring it into the front court. They pass it down low, Sampson. Sampson, a little leaner, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke has been able to bother her just enough defensively. And here come the defenders. With the right side is Skelhaus. Skelhaus testing the waters. Nothing there. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the left wing. Jelsma driving in, and we have an illegal screen called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal. And for Kara, that is number 1 tonight. Team call number 3 on the defenders. So Dort College with a 17-14 advantage. Westmont Warriors with the ball. And they pass it middle of the floor to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball gives it up. Beadle. Beadle with the ball. Westmont having more difficulty with this zone defense than I had anticipated. They have not gotten the ball into the open spaces very much. Now they go Sampson at the free throw line. And Sampson buries the jumper from the free throw line. She's got 8 points. There are some open spots against this zone, and the way Dort College is playing it, where they're matching up with players in their area, that leaves other spots relatively close in proximity open. 2-point basket by Kara Van Dyke. She's got 4 points, and the defenders reestablish a 3-point lead at 19-16. 6 minutes left to go, first half. Dort College up by 3. Pass goes left side, Esther Lee. Lee with the basketball. She gives it up, Gugis. Gugis looking right side, gets it to Beadle. Beadle back over to Sampson. 13-footer, no good. Offensive rebound attempt, shot no good. That's Storkson. Storkson with a putback attempt. She missed it, but tracking down the rebound and getting fouled in the corner is Selena Gugis. And the foul's going to go on Jessica Jelsma. That's number 1 against Jessica. So the foul called against Jelsma. Team foul number 4 on the defenders, so they still got a couple to give before Westmont gets into the bonus. Comes back left side, Gugis. Gugis dumps it underneath. Shot no good by Storkson, but she is fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Micah Holst. Holst picks up the personal. So foul called on Micah Holst. That's number 1 on Holst. Holst, a 6'3 sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan. Commits the personal foul, and Storks, in a 60% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line. First one is up and down. 4-for-6 now for the season is Storkson. Another free throw on the way. This one is up and down as well. So Storkson makes them both. And the defenders lead 19-18. With the basketball is Newman. Newman goes left side over to Brookeis, and Brookeis is fouled on the play by Gugis. And I believe Gugis has just picked up her third personal. Not positive. Wait for the indication from the bench. Well, that's number 2 on her. Number 2 on her, so back into the game will be Bracken. So Bracken is in. Brookeis will go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. 1-and-1 opportunity for Brookeis. First free throw is good for the senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She's got another one on the way. And this one rattles out, no good. So Brookeis converts 1-of-2. And the defenders lead it 20-18. Dort College starting in a 2-3 zone. They kick it into the corner. Lee. Lee had an open look at a three. Newman closed on her. Back over to Lee. Lee on the wing. Quick ball movement by the Warriors. Shot in traffic. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz has her pocket picked. And stepping out of bounds, though, is Amy Bracken. And the North College defenders will maintain possession of the basketball. Cruz secured the rebound, turned to head up the floor. She didn't recognize that Bracken was hanging behind her. And she was able to take it away, but stepped on the sideline in the meantime. Robin Blunt will check into the contest. Kayla Burkeis will check out. On the floor for the defenders now is Newman, Cruz, Blunt, Holst, and Chapman. North College resorting to four guards on the floor much of the time. Pass goes over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline, feeds Holst. Holst puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Credit the North College guards with finding the post players close to the basket. And Micah Holst will go to the free throw line for two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 5:01 left to play in the first half. Free throw on the way for Holst is up, no good. She hits it too hard off the heel. Lauren Sendy back into the contest. Checking out is Storkson. Second free throw on the way is up, and this one's no good as well, but the rebound is tracked down long. No, tapped out of bounds by Kim Cruz. It'll be Westmont basketball. So Micah Holst, a 71% free throw shooter heading into the tournament, or into this classic, misses both free throw attempts. And we've got a dead ball at the five-minute mark and an official's timeout. This will be a media timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. Let's try that again. People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. There are times I put her on cruise control, got to check myself. Today's broadcast also made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Westmont basketball in the backcourt after the media timeout. Neither team has used a timeout at this point. Would not be shocked to see both of them use timeouts in the closing moments of the first half as there is a use-it-or-lose-it situation here with the media timeouts. Drop down right side Sampson. Sampson jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Dort College much better rebounding out of the zone defense than they employed yesterday. They got killed on the boards yesterday, especially in the first half. Here in the first half of this one, they are much better on the boards. Cruz goes high post. Holst. Holst with it on the left elbow. Holst doesn't want it. She's looking for someone to get rid of it too. Gets it away to Chapman. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Newman. Newman dumps it down low for Holst. Holst gathers herself. Shot too strong over the basket. No good. Rebound taken away by Westmont. Coming back the other way is Beadle. Beadle feeds it into the corner. Gets the return pass. Comes out front to Sampson. Sampson on the left wing. Sampson comes back over to Beadle. Beadle with the basketball in between the circles. Comes back over to Lee. Lee with it on the right side. 3:57 left to play in the first half. York College leading by deuce. And not anymore. Shot in the lane by Cindy is good. She ties it up, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 20-20 our score, 3:52 left to go in the first half, a relatively low-scoring first half of play. Cindy will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. She's a 74% free throw shooter, and Dort College fell asleep along the lane that time. Nobody boxed out. They didn't recognize that it was a one-shot situation rather than a two. And Lauren Sendy missed the free throw, but that goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Westmont basketball. We're tied at 20-all. 3:45 left to go in the first half. Jumper in the lane by Sampson, no good, and a foul called on Holst. Micah Holst whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number two on Micah. That other foul, by the way, went on Abby Chapman. So Chapman, the Arvada, Colorado native, picked up her first moments ago. Now Holst, well, beg your pardon, they're going to call that one on Kim Cruz instead. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And Westmont takes the lead back at 21-20, pending another free throw by Sampson. Sampson with 9 first-half points, averaging 19.3 points per game. Second free throw on the way for Sampson. This one is up. And good. Looked like it was going to kick off the heel, and it dropped through instead. Sampson, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She's a 71% free throw shooter. And Westmont has retaken the lead at 22-20. They're on a 4-0 run. Cruz with the basketball, directing traffic out front. She's hounded there by Aaron Beadle. Cruz all the way to the basket, lays it up, tried to draw some contact. No call made. Here comes Westmont. Back the other way, Lee. Lee gets the return pass. Three-pointer from the wing. No good. Too short. Rebound taken away by Amy Bracken. Bracken with the basketball. Back over to Beadle. Beadle goes right side. They dump it down low, intended for Sampson. Sampson tracks it down near the free throw line, and Abby Chapman a little too aggressive on the defense. And Abby Chapman's going to pick up the personal foul. For Abby, that is number 2 tonight. 3:12 remaining, first half. Cruz will check out of the contest, as will Chapman. On the floor for the defenders, Skelhaus, Brookice, Bone, Holst, and Van Dyke. Free throw on the way for Sampson. It's 1-1. First free throw is good for Sampson. Becoming very obvious to me, Kelsey Sampson, the go-to player for Westmont. You knew that from their 19 points per game average. But they are intent on getting her a touch almost every time down the floor. Second free throw is up and good as well for Sampson. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 12 points for the game. And the defenders trail 24-20. Skelhaus has it in between the circles. She passes left side over to Brookice beyond the three-point line looking for the post-up. They go out front instead to Bone. Gambling for the steal was Lee. Instead it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow. Faces up. 12 to shoot. Van Dyke. Kick out pass. Skelhaus. Skelhaus. Three. Get in there. No good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Beadle. Here comes Westmont in transition. Beadle beating a path down the floor. Kicks it over to Lee. Lee, nobody stops the ball. She drives all the way to the hoop. Layup with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right side. Goes to Holst. Holst on the block. Nothing there. Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke trying to feed it in to Holst, and Holst gets called for 3 seconds. She left the lane and immediately went back in and called for the ball. Van Dyke took a couple of dribbles, and by the time she fed her with the entry pass, she gets called for the 3 seconds in the lane violation. Amy Bracken with the basketball. Bracken gets the return pass over to Lee. Lee out front to Sampson. Sampson into the corner, Beadle. Beadle with the basketball left corner. Beadle with it, comes back over to Cindy. Cindy out front, three on the way. Missed everything, no good. That was Amy Bracken. She missed everything but the side of the backboard. It failed to draw iron. Andor College has the ball back under 2 minutes to play in the half. Down to the baseline, driving is Bone. Bone can't get the shot to go, and now the ball is down on the floor, and Kara Van Dyke's going to get up pretty gingerly once again. The body has taken some beatings over the past 4 years. She hobbles over to the right side of the lane where she will inbound the basketball. Now she will give way to Skelhaus, who will inbound it. Instead, they get it out front to Holst. Holst for the basketball. Holst back over to Brookice. Brookice, step back three on the way. Got it. Kayla Brookice with her second three today. She's got 9 points, and the defenders trail 24-23. 1:30 remaining in the first half. Westmont with the basketball in the backcourt. They pass it right side over to Beadle. Beadle with it on the right wing. Beadle passes left side over to Lee. Lee with it on the wing. Lee has it on the left side. They go Beadle. Beadle, Sampson. Sampson, jumper off the glass. Don't know if she called it, but it goes anyhow. She's got 14 first-half points, and she gives Westmont a 3-point lead at 26-23 as we approach a minute left to go in the first half. And here's one of those use-it-or-lose-it situations. Coach Craig Steensma, with the media timeout situation the way it is for this classic, you're issued, I believe it is, 4 30-second timeouts for the game, but only three of them carry forward to the second half. So Dort College will exhaust one of them. They hadn't used one up to this point, and with the basketball, they will run a set play, I would imagine, out of this timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College basketball after the timeout. They get the ball inbounded to Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it on the left wing. Skelhaas gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball on the left side, and cutting back door was Brooke Ice. Van Dyke thought she was cutting to the wing, and instead the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover. Dort College gives it up. Westmont will come back the other way with the basketball. Westmont with it. They pass right side. Lauren Cindy. Cindy gives it up in the corner. A two-point basket now by Sampson, and Sampson's got it going on. She's got 16 first-half points. Dort College trails 28-23. 24 on the shot clock, 34 on the game clock. With it is Brooke Ice. The Dort College will need to take a shot. Westmont, maybe a two-for-one situation on that last possession. Jumper by Skelhaas is good. Skelhaas with a two-point basket, and the shot clock is off. Dort College trails 28-25. With the basketball is Westmont. Coming back the other way is Lee. Lee with it on the left wing. 12 to shoot. She gets it into the corner. They give it up to Cindy. Cindy in the corner, and she is pushed out of bounds by Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for the personal, her second. Lauren Cindy will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-and-1. Last time she was at the free throw line, she missed the back end of a three-point play opportunity. 5 seconds remaining, so Dort College should get a decent shot off, either on an out-of-bounds play, length of the floor in front of them, or after securing a rebound. First free throw by Cindy is good, extending the lead to four again for Westmont. Westmont leads at 29-25, 5 seconds left to go in the first half. A second free throw on the way. This one is up, and off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, coming away with it is Storks, and her shot no good at midcourt. Letting it fly is Bone, and Bone hits the half-court shot, but it was after the buzzer. And so wave off the half-court shot that Bone hit. From my vantage point, certainly looked like Bone had the ball in her hands when the light went on the backboard. Only one official, though, saw it. She stepped forward and made the call, saying the three-point basket from about a step beyond the half-court stripe was no good. And we go to halftime. Our score, Dort College 25, Westmont 29. Westmont with a four-point advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College within a whisker of going into the locker room, down three instead, or down one. Instead, they are down four, 29-25. Danelle Bowen hit a shot from about a step beyond the three-point line on the defensive end of the floor, so a step beyond the three-point stripe. But it was waved off, and rightfully so from my vantage point, as it certainly looked like the backboard light was lit up and the ball was still in her hand. As it is, Dort College trails at 29-25 at halftime. Dort College had a lead at 17-14. They're up three again at 19-16. Westmont came back to tie it at 20-20 with 3:45 left to go in the first half, and outscored Dort College 9-5 with a final 3:45 on the way to the 29-25 advantage. Dort College is led by Kayla Brookice with 9 points, while Westmont is topped by Kelsey Sampson, 16 points. She has 6 2-point field goals and is 4-for-4 on free throws for her 16-point first half of play. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of tonight's women's college basketball game. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Here are the digits from the first half. Dort College, 10 for 26 from the floor, 3 for 8 on threes, 2 for 6 on free throws. Comes out to 38.5% from the floor, 37.5% on three-pointers, 33.3% on free throws. For Westmont, they are 10 of 35 from the floor, 28.6%, They have not hit a three-pointer in eight attempts. They are 9 of 11 on free throws for 81.8%. Westmont has out-rebounded Dort College 26-20, 11 offensive rebounds, 15 defensive rebounds. Dort College 4 and 16, respectively. Dort College 8 turnover, Westmont with 4. Dort College is led in scoring by Kayla Brookhuis with 9 points, 3 for 3 from the floor, 2 for 2 on three-pointers. She missed a free throw. She's 1 for 2. 4 points for Kara Van Dyke. 3 points for Abby Chapman and Emily Newman. 2 points for Micah Holst and Danelle Bone, and another 2 for Jasmine Skelhaas. Kelsey Sampson has a game-high 16 points. She is 6 of 13 from the floor for Westmont, 4 for 4 on free throws. 3 points for Lauren Sandy, and then 2 points each for Aisha Schellmeyer, Carly Storkson, Selena Gugis, Aaron Beadle, and Esther Lee. Kara Van Dyke has 8 rebounds for the defenders, Micah Holst with 5. Westmont is topped by a trio of players with 5 rebounds each. They are Beadle, Gugis, Sampson. Storkson also has 4 rebounds. 2 assists for Lauren Sendy. For Dort College, Jessica Jelsma with 2 assists. Kara Van Dyke has 2 steals. And Kayla Brookhuis has 1 steal for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.ed/DGC. By the Bennington Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment.
As you...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Scores from earlier today, Great Plains Athletic Conference participants. All the games are in except for 3, one of them being this one being played in front of me. Dort College and Westmont. Westmont leads 29-25 in women's basketball. Earlier today in women's play, it was Concordia over Evangel, 77-62. Morningside drops Dakota State, 89-50. St. Ambrose downs Midland, 73-58. University of Nebraska, Omaha over Doan, 80-72. And it was Jamestown over Briar Cliff, 74-63. Men's basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan over Simpson, 74-64. York over Morningside, 81-78. Jamestown and Briar Cliff men are on the floor right now. Arizona Christian is playing Mount Marty. And that is game is underway as well. And Dort College playing Westmont in women's basketball in the game we are broadcasting where we have gotten to halftime. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with second half play right after this. Second half basketball is underway. The Dort College defenders with the basketball. They go high post. Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the right wing. Jelsma feeds it outside. Bone. Bone on the left elbow. Nothing there. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into lane. 16 to shoot. Puts it up. Off the glass. Too strong. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Westmont. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball back. They'll inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Dort College's Danelle Bone. She gets it in, Brookhuis. Brookhuis ball fake, puts it on the floor, drives. Nothing there, comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the right elbow. She comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke driving in with a left hand. Shot no good, and a charging foul is called on Kara Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the charging foul, and I believe that's number three on Kara. So Van Dyke picks up her third personal with 29 seconds gone in the second half. Her college trailing 29-25. See how long she can go without picking up another personal foul. Aaron Beadle steps on the sideline trying to reel in a pass, and it'll be Door College basketball. Van Dyke gets it into Skelhas. Skelhas with it across half court. Jasmine with the basketball in between the circles. She goes high post to Bone. Beg your pardon, that's Jelsma. Jelsma looking. Now feeds it outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Kara Van Dyke. She's got seven, and the defenders trail 29-28. With the basketball, Westmont. Bringing it up is Carly Storkson. Comes back left side over to Beadle. Beadle with the basketball on the left wing. Beadle gives it into the corner. Nothing there. Comes back over to Sampson. Sampson underneath Beadle. Beadle off the bottom of the backboard. No good. But a foul on the putback attempt, and I believe they're going to call that on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for the personal. And for Jessica, that's number two. Van Dyke was in the vicinity. And if she picks up a foul there, that's number four. Instead, they call it on Jelsma. That's number two on her. Free throws on the way for Storkson. Storkson misses the first one. She's got another one coming. She's 2 for 3 today from the free throw line. Entered the game a 60% free throw shooter. And she makes 1 of 2. She's got 3 points, and the defenders trail 30-28. 18:47 left to go in the ballgame. Pass goes high post to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the elbow, backdoor cut to Brookice. Brookice, layup, good. Kayla Brookice with 11 points, and the defenders have tied it up at 30. 18:34 left to play in the game. North College with a steal in the backcourt. That's Van Dyke. The full-court pressure defense paying some dividends. Right side pass goes over to Bone. Bone gives it up. Out front to Skelhas. Skelhas gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back to Jelsma. Jelsma with the left hand. Too strong, no good. And the rebound taken away by Westmont. Westmont with the basketball. That was Sampson securing the rebound. She passes to Gucci. Gucci drives in. And Kara Van Dyke has called for a blocking foul, and that's going to be number four on her. Kara Van Dyke whistled for her fourth personal on the block. So Van Dyke will check out of the ballgame for the moment, and Dort College is going to go small. Emily Newman's going to check in. Dort College is going to have to cover some floor, and they've got to rebound as hard as they can. Sampson with a rebound. Put back of the missed shot. She gets it to go, and she's got 18. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It's going to get tough here for Dort College. They've got a rebound. Sampson with the free throw to try and complete the three-point play. She's already got 18 points. 18 of her team's 32, and now 19 of their 33. 33-30, our score. Dort College is down three. With the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas at the elbow. Comes back right side, Bone. Bone looking down low. And we've got a foul from behind called on Lauren Sandy as she and Jelsma are fighting for position on the block. Sandy gets called for the personal foul. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Newman. It's Newman, Skelhas, Jelsma. They get the ball inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma misses the shot, gets her own rebound back. Shot is up and good. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket. Dort College trails by 1:33-32. With the basketball, Westmont into the front court. Layup by Storkson. Storkson, I beg your pardon, Cindy. Cindy with a two-point basket. Extends the lead to 35-32. Getting the steal in at midcourt is Beadle. Beadle driving the other way as she picked the ball away from Skelhas. She's fouled on the shot. Count the bucket, and Beadle will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Micah Holst will check into the contest. Jessica Jelsma will check out. Foul called on Skelhas is her first. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Beadle makes the free throw. It's 38-32. Andor College will call a timeout as they get the ball across half court, trailing by six. Andor College had fought back to tie it at 30. Westmont has responded with an 8-2 run over the last minute 20 and have a six-point lead at 38-32 on a pair of three-point plays. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Coach Craig Steensma forced to use a timeout with his team down 6, 38-32. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Door College basketball made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasek, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Door College gets the ball inbounded to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it on the left side. Skelhaas with it now in between the circles. Picks up her dribble, looking, pass goes right side, back over to Bone. Bone drives, nothing there, pulls up from 12, kick out pass back over to Brookice. Brookice gets the drive to the basket, lays it up, lays it down, and she'll go to the free throw line for one. Kayla Brookice with 13 points. She goes to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 17 minutes left to go in regulation. Dort College lead trails 38-34. Free throw by Brookice is good. 14 points for Brookice. Dort College trails 38-35. Gugis turns it over as she passes it back over to Lee. Lee unable to track it down in the backcourt. Dort College will get it back after the turnover. So an unforced turnover by the Westmont Warriors. Dort College will throw the ball in. Kayla Brookice to trigger it. Brookice gets the ball inbounded to Bone. Bone comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas goes high post to Holst. Holst for the basketball. Back over to Brookice. Brookice tries to pass it through the lane. It's deflected and taken away by Gucci's. Gucci's for the basketball on the left wing. Gucci's passes it back out to Beadle. Beadle to Gucci's. Gucci's down to the baseline. Her pull-up from 15 rattles it good. Selena Gucci's with 4 points. Dort College trails 40-35. Coming back the other way with it is Skelhaas. Skelhaas at the free throw line. Drops it off for Newman. Newman on the left wing. Drives the lane. Hesitates. Her shot off of the glass is good. Emily Newman with 5 points. Dort College trails 40-37. 40-37 our score. Westmont basketball. They go middle of the floor. They get it left side over to Gucci's. Gucci's with it on the wing. Gucci's picks up her dribble. She passes to Beadle. Beadle goes to Cindy. Cindy gives it up. Lee. Lee on the right wing. Lee with it in the corner. Gucci's with an open look at a three, and she buries it. Selena Gucci's with 7 points, and the defenders trail by six again at 43-37. Pass goes down low to Holst. Holst puts it up in traffic. Too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Westmont. Westmont coming back the other way. Lee. Esther Lee step back 15-footer, nestles it through. Esther Lee with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 45-37, and Dort College is forced to use another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
If you missed...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Westmont in women's basketball, 45-37 with 15:30 remaining in this ballgame. The Dort College defenders backed into a corner here, and they've got to figure some things out. This is Bone with it. Bone with it on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Goes over to Michael Holst. Holst on the right elbow. Comes back over to Newman. Newman gets a lane to the basket. Lays it up with the left hand. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Beadle. Beadle with the basketball. Beadle passes left side. Gives it up to Smith. I beg your pardon, Esther Lee. Lee tries to pass it out. It's deflected. Gucci's had it momentarily. Here comes Brookhouse with it, though, as she secured it. Comes back to Newman, and Newman is blocked on the play. Emily Newman comes away with a block shot. And coming up with the basketball is Cindy. Cindy goes ahead to Beadle. Beadle with the basketball back to Cindy. Cindy goes right side looking down low for Sampson. Gugis feeds it down low for Sampson. Ball's tipped out by Skelhaas. Picked up by Beadle. Beadle jumper in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookhouse. Brookhouse with the basketball. Brookhouse goes into the corner over to Bone. Bone with it. Bone down to the baseline to Hulst. Hulst left-handed hook is good. 4 points for Hulst. Dort College trails 45-39. Bringing the basketball up will be Beadle. Beadle across half court. Beadle in between the circles. She goes high post to Cindy. Cindy underneath it goes. Right side Sampson. Sampson layup good. She's got 21. 47-39. Dort College down 8. 13:59 and counting. Ball game. Pass goes right side to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives to Hulst. Hulst with the right hand. Layup good. Michael Hulst with 6 points. Dort College trails 47-41. Dort College has gone a significant amount of time without Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke picked up her fourth personal foul early in the second half. She picked up two quick ones. And the Dort College defenders, they give it up. Westmont with it. Dort College on defense. Shot by Sampson under pressure. No good. Rebound cleared by Newman. Newman coming back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas into the front court. She goes right side back over to Hulst. Hulst with a left hand. Her layup is good. Micah Hulst unstoppable right now. 3 2-point field goals. And the Dort College defenders trail at 47-43. Hulst with 8 points this evening. Pass comes right side over to Lee. Lee with it into the corner. Gucci's. Gucci's looking. She comes back right side. Fire it cross court over to Beadle. Beadle jumper. No good. Rebound Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas into the front court. Bone. Bone with it on the left side. Gets a step. Lays it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play by Gucci's. Well, just when it looked like Westmont was going to get a little breathing room and possibly pull away, the Dort College defenders have gotten a couple of defensive stops. Michael Hulst has hit 3 2-point field goals in a row, and now going to the free throw line to try and trim a 4-point lead back to two is Danelle Bone. Bone's free throw is good. Danelle Bone with 3 points. She's got another one coming. Newman checks out. Brookhouse checks out. Skelhaas checks out. Cruz, Blunt, and Jelsma all check in. And we've got a player waiting at the scorer's table to check in as well. I believe that's Chapman. She will be checking in for Bone. Second free throw by Bone is up and through. So Danelle Bone makes them both. She's got 4 points, and the defenders have cut the lead down to two, 47-45. 47-45 the score. Here comes Westmont. Westmont with the basketball. They come back over to Esther Lee. Lee, three, rattles out, no good. Fight for the basketball, rebound taken away by Beadle. Beadle with it on the left wing. Beadle has it, comes back over to Chan. Cora Chan gives it into the corner. Beadle, 20 to shoot for Westmont. Sampson, 17-footer, makes it look easy with the left hand. Kelsey Sampson with 23 points. Dort College leads, trails 49-45. Underneath it goes Hulst. Hulst back over to Blunt. Blunt, baseline jumper, left it short, no good. And Micah Hulst comes in from out of bounds. Didn't establish herself in bounds before grabbing that rebound. And the Dort College defenders give it up. It will be Westmont basketball. Westmont with a basketball. This is Beadle. Dort College in a 1-2-2 zone. Matching up out of that. Chan on the left wing. Chan comes back over to Beadle. Beadle with it on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Goes into the corner over to Chan. Chan drops it off. Down low. Kick out pass. Esther Lee. Lee, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Westmont. It'll be Dort College basketball. 11:46 left to play in this ballgame. That's in regulation. Dort College trailing 49-45. Kim Cruz across half court. Cruz passes over to Jelsma. Jelsma sizing things up from the point. She comes back over to Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving with the left hand, stops, puts it up, partially blocked, rebound taken away by Beadle. Beadle with the basketball. She passes left side to Lee. Esther Lee into the corner, Beadle. Beadle goes high post to Cindy. Into the corner. They kick it back right side. On the way, three by Chan is off the mark, no good. Westmont has hit one three-pointer this evening. Robin Blunt into the lane. Her shot is short, no good. Rebound controlled by Beadle. Back comes Westmont. Westmont coming back the other way, and Robin Blunt commits a frustration foul at midcourt. So Robin Blunt picks up the personal, her first. Team foul number four. I beg your pardon. Team foul number six on the defenders, looking at the wrong side of the scoreboard. Lauren Cindy will inbound the basketball with 10:58 left to play in the game. Westmont leading by four. Beadle passes high post Cindy. Cindy to Chan. Chan well out on the floor, left wing. She passes it up to Beadle. Beadle in the corner. Back over to Chan. She'll let fly with the left hand at three. Missed it, no good. Left it short. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Westmont basketball. Westmont inbound the basketball. Aaron Beadle will throw it in right side of the lane. Beadle looking, still looking, gets it inbounded. Short jumper on the right side is good by Asia Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer with 4 points. 51-45, Dort College down a half a dozen. Out front it goes Jelsma. Jelsma looking for Blunt. Blunt on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Chapman. Chapman right side Cruz. Cruz gives it up Jelsma. Jelsma underneath it goes to Hulst. Hulst underneath the hoop. Somehow lays it up with a reverse. It's good. Michael Hulst with 10 points tonight. Dort College trails 51-47. 51-47 our score. With it on the right side is Bracken. Bracken goes down low. Sampson. Sampson. Crossover move. Good. Sampson with 9 second half points. 25 for the ball game. It's 53-47. Westmont in front. With it is Hulst. Hulst has a script. Coming up with it is Beadle. Beadle the other way with a layup. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt middle of the floor to Jelsma. Jelsma left side Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Poked away momentarily by Beadle. Here's Cruz. Cruz will put up the 12-footer. No good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst to Chapman. Chapman three ball. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Westmont. And we've got a foul called on Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the foul on the rebound. That's foul number three on Hulst. Team foul number seven on the defenders. And one-and-one opportunity coming for Westmont after the media timeout. 9:22 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College trails 53-47. Westmont trying to extend it. When we're back right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A one-and-one opportunity coming here for Aaron Beadle, and Beadle makes the first one. She's got 6 points and another one on the way. Extends the lead to 55-47 with the second made free throw. And the Dort College defenders trail by eight. With the basketball out front is Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with it on the left wing. Kayla with the basketball crosses over, drives in with the left hand. Nothing there. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Jelsma. Jelsma right elbow. Stops, looking. In danger of a 3 seconds of lane violation, and she's called for it. She was just a step inside the free throw line on the right elbow. Was looking for someone to pass to, and nobody was open. And hesitated just a little too long before getting rid of it. And now Westmont has an opportunity to extend the 8-point lead at 55-47. Kira Van Dyke stays on the bench with her four fouls. Left side Chan. Chan with it on the wing. Selena Gugis has the only three-pointer made so far tonight for Westmont. Baseline jumper by Sampson is good. Sampson with another two. She's got 29 by my count. I beg your pardon. 27 by my count. Pass goes down low to Hulst. Hulst used up her dribble, faces up, flings it up over the backboard, no good. Andor College trails 57-47. And Hulst is called for a foul on the other end. She's called for the foul on the rebound, I should say. We'll walk the other way. So 1-1 on the way. That foul called on Hulst is her third. And Kara Van Dyke checks into the ballgame. Jessica Jelsma checks out. Erin Beadle will shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up off the heel, bounces, and Westmont unable to secure the rebound. And they say it was the last touch by Dort College. Inbounding the basketball is Westmont, looking to throw it in is Beadle. Now the ball is loose, picked up by Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Westmont, and they'll reset the offense. 8-10 remaining in the ballgame. With it on the right wing is Westmont and Beadle. Beadle passes into the post, nothing there. Comes back over to Schellmeyer, and it's taken away by the defenders. Defenders basketball, left side Buckeyes. Dort College needs a little run here. Van Dyke puts it up, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 7 points tonight for Van Dyke. She'll try to trim into the 10-point lead here, shooting two free throws. Free throw by Van Dyke, the senior, is up and good. 1,000-point club member for the Dort College Defenders, makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way by Van Dyke is up and down, so Van Dyke makes them both. She has 9, and the defenders trail 57-49. Bringing the basketball up the floor is Erin Beadle. Beadle with it on the left wing. Beadle comes back over to Amy Bracken. Bracken dumps it down low. Kick out pass Chan. She'll try her luck on a three. She hits it. Cora Chan with the three-point basket. Westmont has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 60-49, 7:29 left to go in the game. They go into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, deep right side, looking, comes back out front, gets it over to Brookice. Brookice into the lane is Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a left hand, nice-looking move, and Kara Van Dyke with the two-point basket. She's got 11, and the defenders trail 60-51. Erin Beadle for the basketball. She passes right side Chan. Chan goes into the corner to Bracken. Bracken to Sampson. Sampson the hot hand for Westmont. Cross-court pass to Beadle. Beadle with the basketball. Beadle with it on the left wing. Beadle back over to Chan. Chan, ball fake, puts it on the floor one time. Now back to Beadle. Beadle, left side, and it's kicked by Van Dyke with 4 seconds on the shot clock. They'll reset it to 15. So Dort College, pretty good defense for 26 seconds of the shot clock. A kick called, though, and Westmont will get a fresh 15 to work with. Throwing the ball in is Sampson. Sampson to Beadle. Beadle with the basketball, 6:45 remaining in the ballgame. Left side it goes Bracken. Bracken well out on the floor on the left wing, looking. Into the corner it goes Beadle, 6 seconds to shoot. She'll put up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst with the basketball, back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas into the front court. Skelhaas, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Brookice. Brookice with it at the top of the key, puts it on the floor, and she is fouled on the play by Bracken. Team foul number 6 on Westmont. And that's foul number 2 on Bracken. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Danelle Bone. Dort College in the bonus on the next foul. And we have a foul called on the inbounds play against Amy Bracken. Bracken whistled for her third personal. And I believe Dort College will be shooting free throws. Well, they had 6 up on the board. Skelhaas is called for an offensive foul. They say that she lowered her shoulder in trying to get a little bit of room to work. So Jasmine picks up her second personal. .619 left to go in this ball game. Westmont with the lead. Getting a couple breaks now. On the down to the baseline is Sampson. Sampson double team. Turns. Gets Hulst up in the air. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulse tries to gather herself. She does so, gets it over to Brookice. Brookice presses the issue into the front court. She stops midway between the circles out front. Goes to Van Dyke on the right elbow. Van Dyke, ball fake, puts it up under pressure. Her jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Sampson and a foul called on the play against Kayla Brookice. Brookice picks up the personal. Free throws on the way now for the Westmont Warriors. So free throws on the way now for Kelsey Sampson. That's foul number two called on Brookice. So Sampson, who is a perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line tonight, shooting a 1-1 here with her team leading by 9. 5:49 left to go in the game. 60-51 our score. First free throw on the way is up and good. Catches the rim and drops through. Sampson now unofficially with 28. 28 points for Sampson, so 28 of her team's 61 coming from Sampson. Another free throw up, and this one's off the mark, no good. 61-51, Dort College, down 10. Coming back the other way is Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles. She goes left side, Brookice. Brookice gets a step on Lee. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play, and Kayla Brookice will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So Dort College with an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. So free throws coming here for Brookice. First one is good. She's got another one coming. Brookice this evening with 15 points. She's got another one coming. This one's up, and Brookice makes them both. Dort College trails 61-53. Brookice 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Westmont with the basketball. Goes left side over to Chan. Chan, her pass is deflected. And Newman will check into the ballgame. Checking out for the defenders will be Kara Van Dyke. Also checking in will be Kim Cruz. So Van Dyke is out. Skelhaus is out. Dort College with Brookice, Hulst, Newman, Jelsma, and Cruz on the floor. So Dort College trying to go defense for offense. They pass it underneath Sampson. Sampson, turnaround, no good, but she draws the foul on Micah Hulst, and I believe Hulst has just picked up foul number 4. Free throws on the way for Sampson. Sampson with 28 points this evening, trying to extend an 8-point lead. So Sampson shooting a pair. They'll be in the double bonus from here on out. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Gucci's is back into the contest. Checking out for Westmont is Cora Chan. Jessica Jelsma checking in for the defenders as well. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the heel, no good. She's at 29 points. She's missed a couple of free throws, though. Maybe she's getting a little tired. 7-9 from the free throw line is Sampson. That's right around where she is for the season. Dort College trails 9, and Dort College turns it over. Kim Cruz tried to pass it over to, I believe, Jessica Jelsma. And the ball went out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Warrior basketball. Westmont will be throwing it in the backcourt, with 5:07 remaining. And we're not past the five-minute mark yet for the media timeout. Westmont had already retreated towards the bench for that free media timeout. 5:07 left, though. They'll have to play till we get under 5. Sampson gets the ball inbounded to Beadle. Beadle with the basketball. Beadle passes it up to Lee. Lee with the basketball back to Beadle. 5 minutes remaining. Right side it goes Lee. Lee looking down low for Sampson. Sampson, they feed it to her. Guarded by Jelsma. Comes back over to Gucci's. Gucci's jumper is good. Selena Gucci's with the 2-point basket. She's got 9 and the defenders trail by 11. 64-53. Westmont matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Jessica Jelsma into the lane, tries to kick it out to Brookice. It's taken away by Gucci's. Long pass into the front court, tapped away, controlled by Cruz. Cruz gets it up, right side to Bone. Bone, Brookice. Brookice, three-pointer, got it. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket. Brookice now with 19, I believe. Dort College trails 64-56. So Dort College hanging around trying to give themselves a shot down the stretch. Right side pass goes to Lee. Lee with it on the wing. Lee with the basketball back over to Beadle. 30-second shot clock is at 15. Goes into the corner, Lee. Lee looking for Sampson. Ball's thrown to no one in particular. Ball's deflected out. Picked up by Gucci's. Mismatch goes right side. Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer down to the block. Shot no good. Rebound Newman. Newman is fouled on the play, and we've got a foul called on the push of the rebound. That's going to go on Sampson. A late call. But the foul called on Sampson. That came after the ball was secured by another Westmont player and was put up. And Westmont will question the call on the timing. I don't blame Kirsten Moore one bit, because that was a late, late foul call. As it is, it goes for the defenders. And Dort College will have the basketball after the media timeout. 3:51 left to go in the contest. Dort College trails 64-56. Back with more after this.
So, Linda, did you call Dad about lunch?
I've been calling him all morning.
Huh?
No answer.
Oh, he should be at home now.
Oh, what do you think?
Every year, one in three Americans over 65 falls at home. For older adults, any broken bone can be serious. A broken hip can be lethal. For information on making your home fall safe and bone friendly, visit orthoinfo.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, where staying on your feet is doctor's orders.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trying to give themselves a shot here at the end. 3:51 remaining. They're trailing by 8, 64-56, and there will be free throws here. Jessica Jelsma will shoot a one and the bonus, so one to earn the second. Checking into the ball game will be Micah Hulst. If Jelsma can make the free throws, and Jessica's free throw skips off of the rim, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Kayla Brookhouse. It will be Westmont basketball. Micah Hulst will check into the ball game. Checking out is Jessica Jelsma. So Jelsma unable to draw Dort College to within six with the clock stopped. Instead, it holds at 8, 64-56. Westmont basketball in the backcourt is Lee. Lee gets it to Gucci's. Gucci's to Beadle. Beadle with the basketball. Beadle with it. Comes back to Lee. Esther Lee with the ball. Dort College in need of a defensive stop. 15 to shoot. Sampson. Turnaround 12-footer. Nice. 31 for Sampson. Dort College trails 66-56. Sampson has been a load all night for Dort College to stop. Averaged 19 points per ball game. She got that shortly after halftime. With the right side, it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke steps in. Her shot, tough shot. Unable to get it to go with the right hand. Rebound taken away as she went to the left baseline. Shot against the green. And couldn't get it to drop. And here comes Westmont. Westmont basketball, Beadle. Beadle out front to Lee. Lee goes left side. Gucci's. Gucci's into the corner. To Beadle. Beadle with the basketball. Gucci's. Gucci's underneath Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer's shot no good, and I believe Kara Van Dyke has just fouled out. Van Dyke will walk over to the bench after committing her fifth personal foul with 2:49 remaining in regulation. Kara Van Dyke disqualified on fouls. She's got 11 points. Emily Newman will check into the ballgame. So Kara Van Dyke checks out of the game. Newman checks in on the floor for the defenders. It is Skelhaus, Bone, Brookice, Hulst, and Newman. First free throw is up and good for Schellmeyer. Schellmeyer with five. She's got another one coming. Biggest lead of the ballgame for Westmont has been 11 on a couple different occasions. They match it here. And it stays at 11 on the missed free throw. Dort College trails 67-56. 2:45 left to go in the game. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhaus. She goes high post on the right elbow to Newman. Newman facing up now. Puts it on the floor, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. And a moving screen called on Micah Hulst. And Hulst, I believe, has just fouled out. Hulst will foul out with 10 points. 2:36 remaining in the game. And checking into the ballgame will be Shea DeAger. Shea DeAger to check in. So Shea DeAger checks in. Michael Holst will check out. And inbounding the basketball is Lee, 2:34 and counting. They pass the middle of the floor to Sampson. Sampson gets it back over to Lee. Lee on the right wing beyond the three-point line. She comes back over to Beadle. Beadle right side, Lee. Lee with it on the wing. Lee with the basketball. Esther Lee using some clock. Cross-court pass taken by Gugis. Gugis with the ball. They go high post. Schellmeyer, Schellmeyer, Lee. Lee left side puts up the two. It's good. Esther Lee with 6 points, half of her season average. And Westmont has extended the lead to a baker's dozen at 69-56 with 2:04 remaining. Dort College uses a timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball. They go high post to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma goes over to Newman. Newman, ball fake, puts it up in traffic. She is fouled on the play, and Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College trails by 13, 69-56. And Newman will go to the free throw line. Emily Newman, 1-for-2 tonight from the charity stripe. She's got 5 points. And that one's off the side of the iron, no good. Another free throw coming. Westmont will get a set play from the sideline and Kirsten Moore. Newman makes 1-of-2. She's 2-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 6 points. And the defenders trail 69-57. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. This is Gucci's. Gucci's to Beadle. Beadle with it across the timeline. Beadle comes back left side over to Lee. Lee with the basketball to Beadle. Beadle comes right wing to Gucci's. Gucci's to Sampson. Sampson at the top of the key. Sampson comes back right side. Beadle. Beadle with the ball. Feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson shot. Good. Kelsey Sampson with another two. 16 in the first half. 17 in the second half. Comes out to a team high and game high of 33. Overshadowing Kayla Brookice's 19 points. Newman puts the shot up. Blocked by Sampson. And now a foul called on the play. And who's it going to go against? And the foul is going to go on Dort College's Emily Newman. And Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. 1:10 remaining. Shady Egger is going to check into the ballgame for Dort College. So the free throw on the way for Sampson is up and good. She's got 34 now. Shea DeAger checks into the ballgame. Checking out is Jessica Jelsma. Second free throw is up and good as well for Sampson. So Sampson having a career night, 71-57. Westmont in front by 14, 1 minute remaining in this ballgame. Bone gives it up to Brookice. Brookice driving right side. Brookice gets a lane to the hoop, puts it up. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, Kayla Brookice with 9 first half points. She's got 10 here in the second half. She is 4-for-5 from the free throw line for the ballgame. 3-for-3 here in the second half. And Brookice will go to the free throw line to try to cut into the lead with a clock stop. 73-57, Dort College trails. Brookice makes the first free throw. Sampson will check out of the ballgame for Westmont with a 15-point advantage and 1 minute remaining. Second free throw by Brookice is good. Brookice makes it 73-59. Inbounding the basketball will be Westmont's Natalie Florescu. Florescu to inbound and a 5 seconds call on Florescu. Florescu unable to get the ball inbounded, and with 1 minute remaining, Dort College will get the basketball back. So inbounding the basketball will be Danelle Bowen, right side of the lane. She gets it inbounded to DeAger, and it's out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Shea DeAger got a hand on it, and then it glanced off of her foot, out of bounds. It will be Westmont basketball. Florescu Gets the ball inbounded to Cora Chan. Chan will take it up. Under a minute to go. 50 seconds and counting. Left side it goes Cindy. Cindy to Lee. Lee comes out front to Schellmeyer. Underneath the pass. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Westmont. 9 seconds to shoot. Coming away with a steal is Bone. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Back over to Brookice. Brookice with 21. Driving in. Kicks it out. Newman. Newman baseline jumper from 17. No good. Rebound controlled by Gucci's. Gucci's with a head full of steam. Doesn't have the numbers. Kicks it back. Right side to Florescu. Florescu to Chan. And the shot clock is off. And this is probably how it'll end. Westmont with the basketball. Gucci's to Chan. Chan with the basketball. Well, for much of this ballgame, Dort College hangs right in with a number 8 team in NAI Division 1 women's basketball. But in the end, it's too much Kelsey Sampson as she goes for 33 points and leads the way for Westmont to a 73-59 win over the Dort College defenders. Dort College drops to 8-7 overall, heading into Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. The resumption of Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Westmont improves to 8-3 as they will get underway with Golden State Athletic Conference play in the post in 2014. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more in a moment. 73-59, our final score. Dort College loses to Westmont. In the end, it was too much Kelsey Sampson. Dort College did not lead in the second half. They were tied 30-30 and ended up 38-30 from there. Westmont went on an 8-2 run. Dort College would cut the lead to 3 on a couple different occasions, but could get no closer than 2, 47-45. And Westmont gradually pulls away and makes it 73-59, the final score. Kelsey Sampson, 33 points for Westmont. Dort College was led by Kayla Brookice with 21. Kara Van Dyke added 11. She was hampered by foul trouble much of the second half. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a look at the official stats right after this.
God is an artist, and you're made in His image. We worship a God who delights in the creativity and artistry of the humans He created. And that's why the arts are so important at Dort College. If you're an artist, musician, or actor, Dort has a place for you where you can use your talents to glorify our creative God. You can find your place in the studio, in the concert hall, and on the stage. And most of all, you'll find your place in God's world. I'm Choral Director Benjamin Cornelis, and you can find out more at dort.edu.
Dr. Jack Birch for the MS Association of America.
In 1993, we had no treatments for multiple sclerosis. Now we have 6 approved by the FDA. But these treatments only help people who take them. So therefore, the idea of getting on a medication early in the disease, at the first sign of MS, is critically important.
For more information, contact your doctor or the MS Association of America at 1-800-532-7667 or visit msassociation.org.
Here are the numbers as we take a look at the Wireless World post-game wrap. Dort College, 21-53 from the floor, 41%, 5 of 11 on three-pointers, 67%, beg your pardon, 45.5%. They were 2 for 3 in the second half. And Dort College, 12 of 18 from the floor for 67, from the free throw line for 67%. For Westmont, 26 of 67 from the floor, 38.8%, 2 for 16 on threes, 12.5%, 19 of 26 on free throws, 73.1%. Dort College was out-rebounded by Westmont, 48-35, turnovers, Dort College 17, Westmont 12. Dort College was led by Kayla Brookice with 21 points. She was a perfect 6 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 3 on three-pointers, 6 for 7 on free throws. Kara Van Dyke added 11 points. She was limited to 19 minutes of playing time due to foul trouble. She fouled out, and Micah Holst had 10 points. She was 5 for 9 from the floor. 6 points for Emily Newman, 4 for Danelle Bone, 3 for Abby Chapman, 2 each for Jasmine Skelhaus and Jessica Jelsma. for Westmont. They were topped by Kelsey Sampson, 35 points officially, 13 of 22 from the floor, 9 for 11 on free throws. She also grabbed 9 rebounds. Selena Gouges had 9 points, 5 each for Aisha Schellmeyer and Lauren Sendy, 7 for Aaron Beadle, 6 for Esther Lee, and 3 for Carly Storkson. Cora Chan also had 3 points. For Door College, they were led by Michael Hulse, 9 rebounds, 8 rebounds for Caravan Dyke, 4 for Kayla Brookice. For Westmont, Aaron Beadle had 13 rebounds, 9 for Kelsey Sampson, Kelsey Sampson had 9 rebounds, 7 for Selena Gouges, and 5 for Carly Storkson. Aaron Beadle had 5 assists, Gouges had 3. For Door College, Jessica Jelsma had 3 assists, and Kayla Brookice had 2. 2 steals for Kayla Brookice in the losing effort. Door College falls to 8-7. Westmont improves to 8-3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. As we wrap up the Wireless World postgame show, the Dort College Defenders head women's basketball coach, Craig Steensma, has taken a seat beside me. And, Coach, for much of the ballgame tonight, you were able to hang right with Westmont, but you were never able to put together a serious run. You were able to hang close, but foul trouble and Kelsey Sampson end up doing you in for in this 73-59 loss to Westmont this evening in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Kelsey Sampson is quite a player. She was able to shoot over us and make shots from all over. And, you know, our zone was effective, I thought, a lot of the time, but, you know, they're just such a good team offensively. And Sampson really played well tonight, I felt like. But, you know, we battled as hard as we possibly could and saw a lot of great things out there. We didn't have enough offense, I didn't feel like, to stay with them.
Caravan Dyke getting in foul trouble doesn't help your cause. With the way your team is set up right now, you need the players you have available for as many minutes as you can. And she just wasn't available tonight because of those two quick ones in the second half that put her at 4.
Yeah, she had 4 fouls for almost the entire second half. And so we had to play just kind of a makeshift lineup. And you saw, you know, they battled, but when we needed a basket, we had to look to the perimeter or we had to just look to attack. And we weren't getting, you know, we thought we got fouled a few times attacking the basket. But... you know, you get what you get on the road, and you got to give a lot of credit to Westmont. They, they didn't falter, and you know, they took our best shot, but they, you know, they didn't panic. They just kept on doing what they do, and Sampson really, really carried them. I thought, just making tough shots over people from 12 or 15 feet or 17 feet, and you know, we put her on the line a little bit too much as well.
Kayla Brookice, as good of a ball game as she has had since joining your team because of the Volleyball National Championship, you're going to need similar efforts. I don't know if we can count on 20 points a game, obviously, but you're going to need similar efforts out of her moving forward.
Yeah, she was really hot tonight, and she also attacked the basket well. You know, we just we were in such foul trouble that we had to kind of go to Kayla on some ISOs just to try to get her a shot or attack the basket, and she played about as well as she can. You know, I thought we had other people that really stepped up. You know, Micah played really well, got a bunch of rebounds for us, and we need that. We need Micah to play better than she has, and she really played. I thought she played her best game tonight. So it's disappointing, but yet it's a good test for us to see where we're at right now.
Well, this is similar to what we're going to be seeing for the next 14 games, 13 conference games and a non-conference date with Dakota State mixed in there as well. If you're going to have two games to prepare you for this next half, the way this team is set up right now, these were two good games to have.
Yeah, these are excellent teams and two good matchups for us to really kind of see where we're at and see who can do what. And, you know, we'll hope to get Jamie and Elise back. But in the meantime, you know, we're not waiting. We're going to just keep pushing and keep getting better and keep working really hard in practice.
Coach, I'll let you go. Travel safely tomorrow and see you back in Sioux Center.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. That's going to do it for our broadcast of Dort College basketball this evening. The Door College women end up with a split in California. They defeat San Diego Christian yesterday, and they lose this evening to Westmont California, the number 8 rated team in NAI Division I women's basketball. Final score 73-59. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.